Hello.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Now, to begin, do you or just any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, and thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote.
I'm going to vote. I'm definitely going to vote.
And is that a definitely or very likely or just somewhat?
Definitely.
Thank you. And with which political party are you registered?
Democratic Party.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background? Are you white or Anglo, Hispanic, African American or Black, or Asian American?
I'm Hispanic. I'm from Puerto Rico. I don't know. I'm white. I don't know what I can tell you. Yeah.
Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35?
57. 57.
Thank you very much. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Right direction.
Thank you. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Is it corruption in city government, growth and overdevelopment, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, property insurance costs, affordable housing, crime and neighborhood safety, traffic and congestion?
So you mean what I care about the most? That's what you mean?
The most.
Affordable housing, I guess.
Affordable housing. The last one was flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency. Would that be still affordable housing?
Sea level rise.
Between the two of them, which one?
Sea level rise.
Okay, sea level rise. Thank you. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. First, we have Christine King.
I don't know who that person is.
Never heard of her or nothing?
Never heard of it.
Thank you. Then we have Eileen Higgins.
Never heard of her.
Manolo Reyes.
Maybe I hear of him, but I don't know whatever about him.
And from what you know or what you have seen in the news or anything, do you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? Well, since we're required to read verbatim, there's not much information here.
I don't know what to tell you. I cannot take a decision. I will vote for any Democratic that I know is in the ballot. That's it.
And for Manolo Reyes, would that be no opinion or never heard of? How should I record your answer?
Never heard of him. Okay.
Thank you. Then we have Damian Pardo.
I don't remember him. I don't know how to name him.
And would that be no opinion or never heard of?
Never heard of him.
Thank you. Then we have Joe Carollo.
I heard of him. Mm-hmm. But I don't like him.
And is your opinion of him somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
And is that somewhat or very? Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, super unfavorable.
And would that be very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Very unfavorable, yes. The most politically unfavorable. Yes.
Then we have Francis Suarez.
Unfavorable too.
And is that somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris.
I love her, so she's amazing. So she has all my support.
And for her, it would be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Daniela Levine Cava.
Very favorable.
Thank you. And last, we have Miguel Gabela.
Yeah, I never heard. I don't know who he is.
Okay, that's fine. Then, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris,
definitely
the Democratic
voting.
Candidate? Thank you. Now, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidate for office, there are sometimes local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about three local ballot referendums that may be on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate if you would vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum. The first referendum is called Charter Amendment to Require Continuous Residency Immediately Preceding Qualifying for Mayor and City Commissioner. And the ballot reads, shall Section 4 of the City Charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for city commissioner and require residency in the city of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Can you repeat that again? I didn't understand it very well.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it was too long, but I don't understand.
Yes, the ballot question reads, Shall Section 4 of the City Charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district? I'm sorry, let me restart. Shall Section 4 of the City Charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for city commissioner and require continuous residency in the city of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor?
Yes.
So, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
Yes, I would vote yes.
Thank you. And would you say you would definitely vote for or probably vote for yes in favor?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. Now, the second referendum is a partial conveyance for revised development at 1111 Parrot Jungle Trail on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall Miami's charter be amended authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres on Watson Island based upon a fair market value of $135 million to Eco Resiliency Miami LLC for residential and commercial uses pursuant to applicable zoning, waiving bidding, and requiring returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to the city, canceling existing theme park and hotel lease, and contributing $15 million for affordable housing, infrastructure, and other public benefits. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I don't know. I don't know.
I have to
find out more. Mm-hmm.
Do you need it again? Do you need the question?
Can you read it again? Because this is a very complicated question.
Yes, I understand. Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, the referendum is called Partial Conveyance for Revised Development at 1111 Parrot Jungle Trail on Watson Island. And the question ballot reads, shall Miami's charter be amended authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres on Watson Island based upon fair market value of $135 million to Eco Resiliency Miami LLC for residential and commercial uses pursuant to applicable zoning, waiving bidding, and requiring returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to the city, canceling existing theme park and hotel lease, and contributing $15 million for affordable housing, infrastructure, and other public benefits. No. We would like to know if you would vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum.
It's a yes.
Okay, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Probably voting.
Thank you. Then the third referendum is called Charter Amendment to Revise Mixed-Use Leases on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall city charter be amended to revise existing leases at 888 MacArthur Causeway, sell 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant for a fair market value no less than $25 million, reduce overall development, extend term 24 years, waive bidding, and authorize at no cost to the city $9 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure, timeshare units become condominiums, mixed uses to include office, and expanded public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
No.
Thank you very much. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Probably voting no.
Thank you. Now, the remainder of the survey will focus on this third referendum on Watson Island that you were just asked about. And before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. I believe this is the last section of the survey. Now, you will now be given some specific components of the last proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. The first one is, all at no cost to the city or taxpayers.
Should I say what? Yes or no?
We want to know if you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Strongly approve, no cost to the city. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Then we have allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums.
Approve.
And do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I approve.
Is that strongly or just somewhat?
So much.
Thank you. Then we have expanding the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
Approve.
And is that strongly approve or just somewhat?
Approve.
Thank you. Then we have reducing the overall amount of development.
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Then we have office, allowing office space to be included.
Approve.
And is that strongly approve or just somewhat?
So much.
Thank you. Then we have a $9 million contribution to affordable housing.
Disapprove.
And is that somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And last of the section is selling 3.2 acres of leased property to tenants at appraised fair market value.
Approve.
And is that strongly approve or just somewhat?
So much.
Thank you. Now, you will now be given a more detailed description of this proposal. This proposal would update.
I am actually doing something for my clients. But how
Well, just a few more questions. I believe Yes, we're nearing the last section of the survey now. So now, this proposal... Yes, they go really fast, these next questions. Now, you will now be given a more detailed description of this proposal. This proposal would update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade, and would result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space and fewer hotel rooms than voters had previously approved. The proposal would also allow for some office space to support the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. The updated proposal would result in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami, and the project also includes a number of public benefits, including hiring preferences for city residents, $9 million of new funding for affordable housing, and an expansion of the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This project is privately funded, so that means no city dollars will be used. Knowing all of this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
In favor.
And is that definitely vote yes in favor? Probably vote yes in favor.
Probably.
Thank you. And regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard? If you can, in a few words.
Okay. Accessibility to people to not have a car?
To people who don't have a car. Thank you very much. Now, you will now be given some statements against this proposal on Watson Island, and afterwards, please indicate with... At what time can we call you back?
I'm sorry?
Three,
5 minutes, I stay here, but otherwise, I'm going to have to call. You know, you're going to have to call me in another time, because... I'm actually with guests, and I'm just to spend and be with them because to answering this phone call.
Yes, I'm so sorry about that. But and is there another time that we can call you back today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Okay, thank you very much. At what time can we call you back?
After midday. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. We'll try again.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right now.
Goodbye.
Okay, thank you.